God is good. God is good. Well, today it's Good Friday, and of all the days, today is an appropriate day to think about death. Now, I know nothing about yours or mine, any particular details other than what happens seconds after you die. You'll stand before God. Jesus paints this moment vividly for us, where he says, nothing is concealed that won't be revealed, and nothing hidden that won't be made known and brought to light. Think of it, just you before God, nothing between you but the absolute truth. Now, I'm not scared of God himself in that moment, but I do tremble at the truth that I fall short in every way. If we consider just three measures, faithfulness, love, and trust, I'm guilty. I'm guilty. I'm guilty of being unfaithful to God, of chasing lesser loves, of trusting in fleeting things over him. My heart strays, my affections falter, and there's no excuse that holds up for why. And God, he is good, infinitely so, but he's also holy. He can't simply just shrug at what's true about me. And so what do you do about things that are true that God simply can't, he won't ignore? And here's where every voice chimes in, from atheists denying God's existence to other religions prescribing work, effort, working harder, climbing higher, earning favor. But Jesus broke that mold. When I couldn't reach him, he came to me. When I was lost beyond return, he saved me to the uttermost. And when God and humanity stood oceans apart, he forged an unbreakable bond. And this isn't just a whim or a last-minute decision. If we look back to Palm Sunday, he entered Jerusalem, a humble king on a donkey, greeted by Hosanna, which means save us. They saw a ruler. He saw a cross. That day wasn't just celebration. It was his resolute step towards this day, Good Friday, to die for you, for me. Jesus died my death. His blood washes where I fail, cloaking me in his righteousness. So when I stand before God, nothing but truth between us, my hope, my anchored faith rests in Christ alone. In that moment, my failures, they won't define me. Christ's victory does. God sees my brokenness, yes, but he sees me through the work of Jesus, the king who rode in triumph on Sunday, laid his life down on Friday. He bridged that infinite gap. Hebrews asks us, on that day, what gives you confidence? Not my deeds, not my status, but my faith in Jesus, the one who rode towards death to secure our life. Palm Sunday's cries of save us found their answer here in his blood poured out. So on this day, when death stares us down, ask yourself, when you face God with nothing but stark truth laid bare, where's your confidence? Mine? It's in Christ's finished work on the cross, covered by his blood, his death traded for mine. I'll approach God's throne with unshaken assurance. Paul wrote in Corinthians that this good news, the gospel, it is the aroma of life to those being saved and death to those perishing. Question today is, what aroma does it bring to you today? Let's pray. God, we just thank you. We thank you for what you have done for us. That in the moment when we stand before you, we don't stand in our own strength. We don't stand on our own merit. We don't stand because we're good enough. We stand because of what you've done for us. We thank you for your sacrifice today. We thank you that you chose to give of yourself freely so that we could be reunited with you. Today, I pray that that sacrifice would be a sweet aroma to us, an aroma of life instead of death. That we wouldn't be turned away by a cross covered in blood, by a sacrifice, but instead we'd be turned towards it, knowing that it is our only path to you. We thank you, God. We thank you. Amen.